Hey everybody, it's your friend James Shaw. Thank you so much for choosing to tune in and hang out and watch as we discuss burnout. I mean, it's something that comes up around this time of year that you've come out of the busy spring, you're into the hot summer, moving into the fall. This is when it starts to get crazy as we get into that holiday season. It's back to school, it's holiday season, it's new year. There's just a lot going on. And burnout seems to come up around this time every year. And yet the truth is, it's not a strategy to success. And it's not something that we want to ignore. It's a real thing that happens to entrepreneurs who are on their way of pursuing their goals and their hopes and their dreams. And so what I hope to do today is walk you through some strategies that you can think about at those times that you just feel burnout. Maybe you feel like you're driving around doing your business and the gas pedal is stuck. And your energy tank is on empty. And it's just like you can't get anything done the way you want to get it done. And then you take the state of the market and put that on top of it, and it makes it even tougher. Deals are harder to put together. You need to do more lead gen to get the same amount of leads. You got to put more leads in the pipeline to get the same number of appointments. Timelines are longer. There are more delays. Deals are falling apart. There's client uncertainty. There's this pressure sometimes to just do more. Then you look at the person next to you in your office and going, how are they selling more homes than me? Happens to me. You know, I was able to build this business in 5 years, and yet I'm always looking and comparing to others. There are people that started similar type businesses before me that seem to be doing so much better. In fact, some of them even make fun of the work that I do, and it's easy to get caught up in it and to ask yourself the question, is it worth it? I ask my team, sometimes I want to blow this business up every day. And yet I know that there is a purpose behind it. And that purpose is to be here to support you. Well, your business has purpose too. And that's to be there to support the people in your database who need you. So you can grow it. You can grow it without getting burnt out if you understand how to balance it all. And so what I want to do with you today is help you do that. And I think we've got to understand when burnout comes from. What creates that? And I think burnout is really these things tied together: prolonged success plus a lack of recovery and a loss of purpose leads to burnout. Like you're coming out of the hot, busy summer selling and spring selling season, and you probably had some great success, but if you haven't recovered and then all of a sudden you ask yourself the question, why am I even doing this? Is it worth it? Burnout's going to show up. Now, there are some warning signs to think about that you can ask yourself if you're experiencing to see if burnout is a factor right now for you. And one of those is, are you busy but not productive? In other words, do you feel like you're getting up and doing stuff every day, but the results aren't coming in? Are you doing things that are maybe just, I want to get it done, so I feel like I did something today, but there isn't really a result tied to it or even a goal attached to it? Busy but not productive might be a sign of burnout, because you just get up and feel like I got to do something today to make it happen. Have you lost a spark for things you normally enjoy? Like when you get home and you're done with the day, and maybe you and your spouse would go out for a walk and you're like, no, I'm just gonna rest and relax. Or there's something you like to do on the weekends, you're like, no, not this weekend. If you're in this spot where you've lost the spark for things that you enjoy and you're feeling busy and not productive, then burnout might be a challenge for you. Or here's another one. This one happens to me all the time. You feel guilty when you aren't working. Like if you're out to dinner with friends, or you take a long weekend, or you normally do an open house on Saturdays, but you skip it this week because your kid has a soccer game, and you're sitting there watching your kid's soccer game, and you're like, you know what, I really probably should be out knocking doors. Productivity debt is what we call it. And when you feel like you've got a little productivity debt, you might be experiencing some burnout. Now, these things are definitely going to show up in a market like this. Why? Because we said, you got to do more stuff to fill the pipeline with more leads. You need more leads to get the same amount of deals. You need more deals, though, to sell the same amount of money. And so it's easy in a challenging market for these signs to show up. So what do we do? I think there's two roles that we have to play, right? If we want to get control of burnout and that feeling of not being enough or being behind or wondering if we want to do it, there's two roles we got to play. We got to be the CEO of our business and the CEO of our energy. The CEO of the business, that's the person that's about growing the business and getting your lead gen in and offering great service and make sure that you're efficient and effective in all the things that you do, and that ultimately the work that you're putting in is leading to more leads and sales and opportunities. That's the CEO of the business. CEO of the energy is protecting your focus and your health and your motivation. See, your business can't run without capital, but you can't run yourself without energy. So if your energy is low, then the business is going to go backward. Now, the challenge with this is that a lot of times when things aren't going the way we want them to go, I know I've done it and many of you probably done it too. When things aren't going the way we want to go, we go work on the business first instead of working on ourselves. Now, there's a book called The One Thing right here. It sold 3 million copies. And Jay Papasan and Gary Keller wrote it. And they talk about on page 117, talks about the seven circles. I lied to you. It's not page 117. It's page 114. I was close enough. Page 114 talks about the seven circles in your life. These seven areas or seven circles of your life are your spiritual life, your physical and mental health, your personal life, your relationships, your job, your business, and your finances. Those are the seven. Now, I've interviewed Jay and Gary many times, and one time I was talking to Jay Papasan, and I said, Jay, these seven circles on page 114, are they in a particular order, or can we start anywhere? And he said, they're absolutely in an order. If things aren't feeling right in your life, you've got to figure out which one of those circles needs the most attention. And so here's the question you ask yourself. You go, all right, how are things right now in my spiritual life? And you know, if they're pretty good, then move on to the next one. What about my physical and mental health? And if you go, oh, yeah, I'm good there. What about my personal life? How are things going with me? And you just keep going down the list. And that first one where you go, not where I want it to be, that's where you start. But the challenge is most people will go and they'll work on their business before they work on their relationships, or they'll work on their relationships before they work on their health. And we just got to make sure we get it in the right order. Why? Because you're the CEO of your business and the CEO of your energy. So I encourage you to do this self-assessment on page 114 of the One Thing book and just ask, spiritual life, how's it going? And if it's not good, start there. If it's good, move on to the next one. How's my physical and mental health? If it's not where you want it to be, start there. If it's great, move on to the next one. How's my personal life? Your relationship with you? If it's not where you want it to be, start there, and so on. Use that from the One Thing book. Because the question to think about when it comes to energy is this. If the energy was a bank account, are you putting in deposits? Are you taking out withdrawals or doing both? See, if you take out withdrawals but put in no deposits, eventually you run out of cash money records. So we've got to be able to put deposits back in there as well. We'll talk about how to do it in just a minute, but let's start with, let's do it right now. Let's talk about some energy management and recovery, because that should come before the business. If ultimately you got to take care of you before you take care of the business, then how can we have some energy management in our world? Because well-being is important. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. So here's three ways that we can do this, I think, and something for you to consider. And this is loosely based off of something we've learned from Jordan Freed. If you've hung out with me at all, you know how much I love Jordan Freed. And Jordan has taught this idea of a 1-3-7, which is one non-real estate day a week, one 3-day break a month, and one 7-day break roughly every quarter. But what if we just broke it down even a little bit tighter? Here's the first thing I'd encourage you to think about. If you're on this burnout edge, and this is something I like to do and have started to do, and these are daily micro recoveries. A walk, a breathing break, just a random call with someone who you know is positive, who can help lift you up, but some sort of daily micro recovery to just get you to pause for a minute. Easiest thing right now, just go take a lap in the neighborhood. Just go out and take a lap in the neighborhood while you do it. You can get on the phone and call that positive person. But think about how can you get a micro daily recovery in. Next, number two, is a weekly reset. One activity that you do every week that is non-business related. Do you go to a run club on Saturday mornings? Do you go out bird watching with your friends? Do you have a breakfast? The thing I like to do, this is a true story, is my dog, Lucky. She's a little 12-pound Yorkie poo. She and I go to the dog park once a week for 20 minutes. Usually it's Thursday mornings. After I wrap up with the pivot shift ahead call, I go back, pick her up, She and I do a couple of laps around this dog park. She just waddles around and I waddle around, but it's just nice to know that I'm not working and I'm out in nature. I'm just hanging out with the pup. That is a weekly reset that gets on the calendar. I think the dog even looks forward to it, quite frankly. And then next is a quarterly recharge. Scheduled time off now. Now, we've mentioned that Jordan says 7 days, but if you can't do that, do three, do four. But go in and do it now. Go look for some point here in Q3 and sometime in Q4. And then if you even want to get crazy, go do all four quarters of next year and plan that time off, even if it's just a long weekend to go do something somewhere. See, we need this recovery so we can be in performance. So if you want to build a great business, it comes from breaks. It comes from taking time off to slow down and then to be able to get back after it again. So I encourage all those things. Now, once you get your energy where you want it to be, you're doing a daily micro recovery, you have a weekly reset of some kind, and you get in a quarterly recharge, then we can talk about what it means to run a business that also keeps you out of burnout. And I think there are some practical strategies that you can implement, even in today's market, that will help keep you from moving into burnout. Number one in the business is narrow your focus. See, one challenge that we have in the business is that we're always looking to grow it, that we bounce around from idea to idea, from strategy to strategy. But if you narrow your focus, let's say you're talking about lead generation and you narrow it just to the strategies that you know work instead of every 30 or 60 or 80 days changing your strategy. If you just pick the stuff that works and you trust the process and that you know that the systems you're using are effective systems, then you'll be good. Now in Shift, Gary and Jay and Dave teach us how to do this. It's pages 54 to 57 of the Shift book where Gary and Jay and Dave say, go figure out where all your business has come from this year. Just go look at where you've gotten every lead or where has every closing happened and figure out what are the top five sources for you. It's really all you need is four or five sources. What are the top five sources? And double down on those strategies. If you're doing open houses and you do open houses once a month, then go do them twice a month. Or if you do them every week, go do two a week. Be purposeful about those activities. If you find that a lot of it comes from your database and you know one goal you have is to talk to five people in your database every single week, then every single day, let's make it 10. Narrow the focus and double down on the things that work. And I would add the things that you enjoy doing. You know, like don't go add for sale by owners and expireds if you hate that. Sure, could you do it for a period of time? Yeah, but could you do it long-term? No chance. But if you love hosting events and you have an event a quarter, what if you had six events next year? Two big ones, four small ones, and that's what got you in a flow to communicate with people in your database. Narrow your focus to the things that work. Double down on the strategies that you enjoy and bring you the most business. And that'll keep you in a happy place. That'll get you excited to do your lead gen every day. But if you're looking at it and go, I don't really want to do this, then don't. Break free from that. And ask, what do I love to do and what's bringing me the best results? And double down on that. Strategy number two, time block your recovery. See, you already know how to time block other things. You time block appointments all the time. You time block your lead gen. You time block getting on the pivot shift ahead call every day. You time block all of these things. But what if you time block your recovery as seriously as you time block your appointments? That you have 2 to 3 personal, non-negotiable time blocks every single week. One easy way to do that is put in a weekly date night. This could be with your spouse or a loved one or a family member or just a close friend or the neighbor across the street. If you go put in, for us, it's Wednesday nights. We drop Naomi, our 13-year-old, off at dance, and then Terry and I usually grab dinner. Sometimes we have friends come. Sometimes it's just the two of us. But we know that we get that time together. And we time block that just as seriously as I do any other appointment. So figure out what are 2 to 3 non-negotiable personal blocks that you can put in your calendar. I promise you, you'll look forward to them and you'll feel better after them. We have date nights on Wednesday on purpose. It's the middle of the month. The middle of the week. I look forward to Wednesday because I love that time with Terry. Number three, this is not a new strategy and you might even roll your eyes at this one, but it's the truth. We got to add leverage. Now, leverage isn't necessarily people. It could be. But the way to think about leverage is what low value tasks can you delegate, whether you delegate that to technology, a service, or a person? Do you simply just need to create a template for an email that you send all the time? Do you need to go into an AI system and say, build me a quick, easy way to post on social media once a week? Can you start to farm out your contract to close to someone that does it for a few hundred dollars a file? So you get that off of your plate, but figure out what leverage can you add, whether it's a tech, it's a system or a person or a piece of technology that can take away something that is low value and get it off your plate. Finally, number four is master yes and no. See, every time you say yes to something that is, you know, a low value or low impact opportunity for you, you're saying no to something that is a high value or high impact. Now, this is something I struggle with too all the time. I say yes to everybody for everything almost all the time. And my team's always around me going, James, why are you doing that? And then what happens is we get to doing the thing that I committed to do for someone that I actually don't really want to do, but because I don't know how to say no, I've said yes. And then I get to do it and I'm resentful. I'm resentful and frustrated that I'm there. We've got to learn to say no to say some things and get clarity about what's important to us. They talk about this in Shift, actually. It's page number 24 of the Shift book, where Gary says that success comes from clarity, priorities, and focused action. If you can get clarity around what's important to you, what your goals are, what you're willing to participate in order to reach those goals, and you get that set your priorities around those things, that here's the systems you've got to use or the things that you're willing to do, and then you take focused action around those priorities, then saying no becomes a lot easier. Just got to be willing to say no, because every time we say yes to something that's low, we say no to something that is high. Look, you cannot grow your business and make your life better if you're running yourself into the ground. It's just not worth it. So here's a couple of questions I'd like you to think about. What is one high impact business strategy that you know is working for you that you can double down on later this week or sometime next? You probably already know what it is, and I would add that it should be something that you enjoy doing. Double down on a strategy that you like and works. Not something you don't like and works, because you won't do it long time and it only leads to more burnout. So when you're looking at business growth, ask, what's the high impact activity that I like and works that I can double down on this week? And then in your personal world, what's a personal activity that I will protect like it's an important appointment? I'd love to see your answer to that in the chat. If you just put it in, if you're watching live, put it in the chat and just tell me, what is a personal activity that you will protect as if it's the most important appointment on your schedule? Commit to both of these. Commit to both of these before your day's over today. See, your business isn't dependent on the market, but it is dependent on you and how strong you are and how good you feel. And you cannot go, 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 go all the time. You've got to be able to slow down and rest. Charge back up. I hope this was helpful for you. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, you are the CEO of your energy and the CEO of your business. Run both of them efficiently and effectively. Be able to take time for you and pour back into the business. It's okay to take time off. You don't have to sit there guilty, feeling guilty because you're watching your kids' dance recital. That's exactly where you're supposed to be. Take some time for you so that when you show up in the business, you have more to give. Thanks for watching. I hope it was helpful. We've got so many resources that might be of assistance to you inside Pivot Shift Ahead and in the Inspire Collective. So if you want more information on those, just simply go to jamesdshaw.com and you'll find everything right there. And then we would love to see you on our mastermind call that we do every single morning in Pivot Shift Ahead on Facebook. You go to jamesdshaw.com, click join our free daily call if you want to participate live on the Zoom. Otherwise, you can watch the live stream in the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group or on my YouTube channel at James D. Shaw. Thanks for being here. Be well. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.